When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. In the studio, we have Julie Sanford with Studio JSD. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Nice to meet you. I know all these great things about you, but we've never sat face-to-face, you know, and actually had a conversation, so that's what we're going to do today. Studio JSD is West Michigan's premier metalsmithing facility, offering jewelry, making classes, tools and supplies, all kinds of things. Your work is absolutely amazing. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, actually, I've been making jewelry since high school, but professionally since about 1990.
High school. You were one. Okay, you probably took all the art classes in high school. Yeah. If we would have gone to high school together, we would have been friends because I would have been sitting next to you in art class. But so you were always doing something,
always,
weren't you?
Always. Yep.
Always messing with materials and all kinds of things. Your gallery space features the work of over 30 local artists, along with unique gifts and all kinds of things. This is so cool. What kind of jewelry do you do?
Well, personally, I do sterling silver, you know, organic. My thing is to do, you know, make little sticks that look, you know, out of sterling that look like real sticks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I also do bridal jewelry, and a lot of my work is kind of contemporary too. So a little all over the board with what I do, but what we teach there at the studio is everything from beginner metalsmithing classes. Like if you just want to come in with a couple of girlfriends and just make a cute ring for, you know, a 3-hour class, all the way to professional goldsmithing classes. And we bring in artists from all over the country to teach specialty classes, and we get students from all over the country.
I love this. What I love is that you can personalize something. I know someone, and I'm going to say this. I have a friend. You created their wedding bands, and you put a piece of Jack's guitar string in Vonnie's wedding band.
Yes.
I just got chills. That's amazing. That is so cool to be able to do that.
It was so personal, and they were strings that he actually played music on. So they had, you know, his heart and soul on the strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was special.
I am loving what I'm looking at right now. This wave ring that you have for $265. It's absolutely beautiful. Your stuff is just so unique. And I'm sure when people wear your designs, they you know, people are always saying, where'd you get that? You know, I mean, it's really cool.
Thank you.
Really,
thank you.
Really cool. So you also have a rock shop. What's that all about?
We do. We have thousands of rocks and cabochons and finished, like, faceted stones and materials for makers, mm-hmm, that make jewelry to come in and buy. And then we also have, like, crystals and fossils and, you know, Uper lights, the ones that glow.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff just for rock enthusiasts.
I love this. And you also carry the tools and supplies at your space.
We do. We also have rock polishing classes. So if you're finding beach things, you can come in and learn how to polish them, drill holes, make jewelry.
Very, very cool. Jewelry has changed a lot in, you know, since, you know, I took a, what did we do? We took a potato and we heated up a pin and we would pierce our ears.
Oh gosh.
Remember doing
that? I did
that
to somebody in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. You put the potato behind your ear, you'd take a lighter, you'd heat up a needle and you'd stick it in your ear.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we've come such a long way. We really, really have. This jewelry is just amazing. Do you ever where do you get your ideas from? Does it come to you in the middle of the night?
Sometimes it does.
It does.
Sometimes.
Do you write it down in a book on your nightstand?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I try to remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you just get ideas and then you're just like, okay, this is what we're going to do with this piece and this is what we're going to do, mm-hmm, with that piece. Tell us about the classes that you have.
We have a couple of our more popular classes are a spinner ring, which is a wide band that has a narrow band over the top of it that's kinetic, that's loose and spins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 3-hour class. It's for beginners. You don't have to have any experience at all. We have another class called stacking rings, where you make two bands that fit together if you want them to, or you can wear them on two different fingers. That's a popular class. The lapidary class is very popular too. And lapidary is the rock polishing class. So
okay,
we teach you how to use the trim saws and the rock polishing machines. And once you take that class, then you can come in and use the studio at a, like, per hour basis and just
nice,
come in anytime you want and use the studio. So
Are you seeing a lot of young people coming in doing designs, or is it people that are, I mean, what is your demographic for stuff like this?
We do have a lot of young people that come in and do it, but our biggest demographic is probably people that are retired that are looking for a hobby, or somebody that's always wanted to do this but never had time, but yeah. Now they do.
Very cool. It takes a lot of guts to follow a dream, and your designs are just amazing. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what you do in your business?
It's been really important.
Yeah?
I mean, Grand Haven Main Street brings in a lot of events and things that brings people through the door, and when we do run events through Main Street, we get people in the door that look around and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea you were here.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So if they have it, if there's a big event going on, people mm-hmm. will trickle into your space.
And that's cool. Yeah.
What was Coast Guard like for you? Because, you know, I mean, we had people from all over the world. What was that like for you over the summer?
People do find us. So we don't get like the regular walk-in traffic that you get down here downtown.
Sure.
But people that are looking, you know, hobbyists that are into jewelry making and rock polishing and that kind of thing, they'll find us. And we do get more during the summer because people just like Google, mm-hmm. you know.
And then they find you, yep. and then mm-hmm. you know, then they're sold.
And pick up their supplies. I mean, like maybe they're makers, you know, from somewhere else. And we carry all the tools and supplies. Hard to find things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool. You also carry like books and gifts too.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So we have a lot of, we carry books like for kids, even like fossil books, rock collecting
Ooh.
Books, that kind of thing. And then we have, you know, technical, you know, types of books for goldsmiths and techniques and things like that. So yeah, a lot of books. Our gifts are all related to what we do. Another popular thing that we carry are something called soap rocks, and they're beautiful, aromatic, made in the U.S. soaps that mimic crystals. So you can get one that looks like opal, you can get an amethyst, and
really?
Beautiful glycerin soaps.
I
smell great.
I love this.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come visit you. I love all of this, and I think it's always nice to get, when you can give somebody a really unique gift.
Right.
Right? You know, and your studio is the place that you can do that. Do you travel around the world and look at, you know, and look at other studios and see what they're doing?
I do.
You do. I knew it. I knew it.
I do.
Okay. And what have you learned?
I learned that the trade, the goldsmithing, the jewelry making trade, it's very similar no matter where you go in the countries.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and see similar tools and similar ways that people do things. And there's just bonding to talk to other makers in other places because
sure.
you've got that kindred spirit.
I would imagine, too, that a lot of people, if they have a special piece of jewelry, they can come into your studio and say, you know, this was my mom's and it's not really my style, but
right.
can we change it up? Can you do that for people?
Absolutely. I do the restylings all the time.
Okay.
All the time, yes. And it is so special because it's like you're not really losing that part of your history. We're just remaking it, reforming it for the next generation. And in almost all cases, it's worn out anyway, so you wouldn't really be able to wear it because it's starting to, you know, get thin and wear. So,
well, exactly,
I just melt it down and restyle it.
Yeah, and you've got all kinds of classes coming up as well. So
mm-hmm.
you've got one on the 21st, replicating nature class on the 22nd, the spinner ring class that you had mm-hmm. talked about, gemstone stack ring class, you got two of those are coming up as well. I'm going to have to come to your studio. I have a daughter that loves jewelry. As you can see, I don't wear a lot of it. That's just me, but my daughters know how to accessorize. I wish I did. Maybe you can teach me, but jewelry, it can enhance an outfit. It really can.
Oh, it can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many pieces of jewelry do you have? Thousands, don't
like
you?
Like personally?
Yeah. Thousands.
I just get tied into wearing the same thing over and
do
over
you?
Again. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll make a new piece and say, okay, this one's mine.
Okay.
But I just kind of recycle.
Very cool. I think that this is awesome. I have to come visit you because I know people that wear your jewelry all the time. And it's just a place I've never actually gone into. Anything else that you can tell us? Are you going to have any, like, you'll be part of Nightlight. Will you be open on Nightlight?
Nightlight, no, we're not going to be open on Nightlight, but we are planning a holiday open house
okay.
on Small Business Saturday, which is a Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yes, okay.
And we're going to have lots of in-store demonstrations. We're going to be making like silver charms that we can personalize for you. So if you wanted to get a personalized charm, like with even with your child's thumbprint or something for grandma, we're doing that right on the spot on that day. We're also doing some oyster openings for some treasure pearls.
Okay.
And we've got some artists that are going to be in back doing some making demonstrations as well.
Wonderful.
So that's going to be that all day Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do people still wear charm bracelets?
They do. Not as much as they used to. Not the ones with all the big clusters
They're probably a lot cooler and sleeker now,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, a little more dainty.
I love the idea of your of a grandchild's thumbprint.
Yes.
Ooh, I want that.
Yes, we can do that on the spot.
You have a Facebook page, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and then the website is studiojsd.com. Anything else you want our audience to know?
Well, we just love to see you come shop the studio. We have unique and different jewelry by over 30 different artists in there. So
wow.
It's not just me. It's a whole community of local artists and small business owners. And you're going to find unique. You know, it's not going to be commercial, manufactured types of jewelry. It's going to be something special.
I love it. Thanks for being here. So nice to finally meet you in person. I've heard so much about you from people that wear your jewelry, and I know you've helped us out with our auction in the past and whatnot, and now I finally got the dealio on the studio. Thanks for being here. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.